So welcome to another episode of the Swamp Inside Florida Athletics. I'm your co-host, Anthony Beckham, on my other co-host,
Jerry Brown.
And Scrooge McDuck.
Damn.
Last kid is Marcus, man. How y'all boys doing?
It's a great night, bro. I'm vibing. Feeling optimistic.
Well, we know how you doing, Marcus. You ain't got to tell us no more.
Best show ever.
Marcus, we're right now, people, but I'm doing good. Still celebrating birthday over here. Was yesterday. Hey. The big 31.
Damn.
Yeah, I can't wait till you hit your 30s. You're gonna be sad, but no.
Damn, what you saying about me for?
Because you tried me, but yeah. Totally joking. Yeah, it was a good birthday. Cowboys. Yeah,
we celebrating, bro. We celebrating.
Yep. Still celebrating. Cowboys. Once again, yet again, beat up on the little blue people.
You beat a good fellas extra.
Well, yeah, we did. This DeVito did not make it out alive.
Hey, man. Ain't the first time they got clapped.
Especially, but beat them 40-0 to open the season. Then 49-7, and the one touchdown he scored at the end was against our practice squad players, basically. So,
yeah. I mean, can we check the schedules and please make sure there's no more primetime Giants games, because I don't want to see them no more.
Sick of watching. Marcus, I got bad news for you.
They stink.
They got two more.
Oh my God! Why? Why?
I hope they flex out of – if one of them is a Sunday night game, please put them up.
Y'all like the Giants that much?
They are y'all terrible.
Y'all like damn Jones like that? Tell me the new player to y'all?
NFL, if y'all love the fans, if one of them get primetime games, they got a Sunday night game, please flex out of that. I don't care if we got to put the – I'd rather watch the Panthers.
Them boys. Them
boys are terrible. Yeah. I didn't think they were good to begin with coming in. And now that everybody's injured, they're even worse.
Even worse, yeah.
Saquon Barkley looking at the jet. You know, he leave. He gone.
He better.
Yeah.
But we got a. I would say we got a big show for y'all. We do. Yeah. The best part about this show tonight that we're gonna have is we got a new background. If y'all ain't noticed, Jerry, yes. Feel that background.
Ooh, this yes, Sirski.
This is so cold. If y'all watching on YouTube, you watching.
It's big lit. It's big lit.
Yeah. If you're watching on YouTube, make sure y'all like and subscribe, follow us. And on Twitter, same thing. Just follow us. Make sure to just reach out to us. Also, if y'all got any questions, we'll put them on the screen. Any questions, comments, we got y'all. We'll put them on the screen. But yeah.
Indeed.
I think we're gonna go with this for the rest of the show because we got to show y'all this.
We gotta show it off. It's beautiful, bro. It's beautiful.
Fantastic.
Let me blow my screen up a little bit. And I'm also about to reveal these stats so we can kind of get into some of this stuff about Missouri. Yeah, painful, but true.
Luther Burden III is him.
He's him. He's him, bro. Nothing you can do about that, man. I mean, he's a problem. Well, first, before we even get to Missouri, let's kind of discuss the LSU game and what we saw. I'll start.
The back of Jane Daniels' helmet.
Well, let's start with the positives, AB. The offense looked good. I think the offense looked really, you know, really solid. I felt like we got to see Hayden. We got to saw Trevor Etienne have a good game. 3 touchdowns in his home state. Graham Mertz came out there. Looked pretty nice. Definitely impressed by some of the guys blocking on the outside wide receiver. Marcus Burke had a pretty good game, in my opinion. So overall, I think the trenches, they moved the guys pretty well. I was proud of that.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. On the opposite end.
The defense, oh my goodness.
The defense had the worst performance I've ever seen from the Gators ever in my life.
Yeah, I've said that about 3 or 4 times in the last couple of years.
Dog, yes. We can trace the pods, man.
But here's the difference, y'all. in the last few years, we have said that. This time, there were records set.
Oh, yeah.
Not good.
No bueno. Not great, Bob. Not at all. Them corners, man. They got cooked, glazed, sliced, sauteed, broiled, deep fried, put in the air fryer, put in that damn oil, and got took out and put on that newspaper and got left out to dry.
They absolutely did.
I'm going to go a step further, and this ain't got nothing to do with food. They were rolled up like a Philly blunt and smoked.
And passed around the entire stadium and passed around the sidelines like it was the best smoke session in LSU history.
Of gear. And this, they were basically, remember Marlon Wayans in Scary Movie 2 when the weed tree rolled him up?
Hey, man, it wasn't past the doobie to the left-hand side. I was past the Kimmer to the left-hand side, past the Marshall to the right-hand side.
Hey, man.
Oops, boy.
We got cooked to different levels. I mean, Jaden Daniels made us look just
straight up incompetent, bro. I mean, it was bad. It was bad. Pops, what's up, man? What's happening, bro? It's good to have you on, brother.
Good win by y'all. Of course, doing that. And again, by the way, y'all did exactly what I said y'all was going to do.
Yeah.
They hyped up that Ole Miss team as a good team, and look what happened.
To be fair, I think they are, but they ain't Georgia.
They ain't Georgia. And then they ain't Georgia.
My point exactly.
There's levels to being good.
Appreciate that, Pops. Appreciate it.
Levels to being good, and there's levels to being great as well. And Georgia's at the top of the top as far as being great. I mean, truth be told, bro.
Well, Fragrance, I will say this. He wasn't wrong when talking about the effort. Because, I mean, especially offensively, because they was going toe-to-toe with them for the most part. Defensively, things got to be fixed. But offensively, they went toe-to-toe with them. And against that offense, that's the best offense in the country. So to do that we can't say it was a lack of effort.
The offense, anyway.
Yeah, I mean, I was proud of the way I think we came out with fire. We fought.
But other than that, I'll be honest right now, that's how I felt watching the defense.
But that's that day y'all had, you saw like the parents saw Charlie Brown. But no, in all seriousness, though, the game went about what I expected it to when we previewed it last week. They're going to come out firing. They're going to come out guns blazing. They're going to play hard. They're going to play well. They're going to move the ball very well. They ran the ball pretty effectively. Better than I thought it would, even though the offensive line kind of struggled everywhere else. And then ultimately, we just ran out of gas. And we ran out of gas on the E-way and crashed the hell out.
Did y'all see any bright spots in the defense?
No. Well, I will say early, the goal line stand, I'll give it that.
Yeah. I was getting 2016 vibes. I was like, wait a minute,
and then I went downhill really quick.
We even got a special teams turnover.
We did. So I was encouraged by that. I mean, I didn't feel like we played horrible in special teams or offense. I just felt like the defense got just cooked, bro. I mean,
we just ran out of gas. We didn't have enough to really keep up in the arms race, and ultimately they just shot past us.
Yeah.
I mean, because and Pops, yeah. I agree with this because you know, because when they did, especially when they got down 38-28, they could have just gave up right there and be like, you know what, that's it. But they didn't. They got the ball, they went down the field, and they scored. And we thought, hey, they're still fighting.
Well, Billy's teams, I will say this about Billy Napier. We might be getting our butt kicked, but our teams do not give up. They don't give up. That's been a common trait for him since he's been here. Look at Tennessee last year when we were down, South Carolina this year, even Florida State when we got down. His teams never give up, bro, and I commend it. Georgia last year, Georgia this year kept fighting. I mean, they're very tough. They're very tough. But I would say tough mentally, but physically not tough.
No, because you can see some of those plays, especially on the ground, they were getting beat off the ball in both sides of the trenches. Especially on the defense line, bro, we did not look strong. We did not hold the point of attack. We ain't none of those things that you need to do to win. And what that one play Jason Marshall had, buddy.
That he tried to defend on Twitter.
I was like, buddy, no. You kind of did this. You reached out like it was a wear my hug at type of tackle. Bro, you got to go try to do something with him. You got to attempt to do anything other than that. That's red dot performance in the film room. Three was good.
And he literally asked that question on Twitter. What could I do on that play? How about attempt to make a tackle on Jaden Daniels? That's what you could have did.
Like, just do something. Don't make it look like you're just loafing out there. Like, I get maybe there's something I'm seeing, but bro, don't loaf.
Damn. More cracks than my grandma's ashy up.
You're right, Mike. My brother, you are 1,000% right.
Hey, man. It was not good, Bob. You can't look. You got over 300+ yards passing and over 200 running. Like, you know how bad that is? That's over 500+ yards to one man.
That's NCAA 14 numbers.
I couldn't do an NCAA 14, bro. Not like that.
That's embarrassing. Let me pull the real numbers, actually, as a matter of fact.
I could barely do that, bro.
See, like, I would agree with this last part of the comment. Will be
372 yards passing and 3 touchdowns, 17 and 26, bro. That's 234 yards on 12 carries and 2 touchdowns.
See, Mike, this last part of the comment will be easier to contain Brady Cook in the pocket this week. I would agree with that, but there's one problem. We haven't generated a pass rush all year.
I kept saying this in the first game against Utah. Like, we don't look like we're very dynamic.
No.
In the area at all. And then the whole secondary is not good enough to cover for 5 seconds. They're very good enough to cover for 2 seconds in some ways because the corners aren't good enough. The safety room is young and inexperienced and quite frankly, all that talented in the back end, to be honest. So we're kind of screwed in the linebackers units just kind of falling apart after the Tennessee game.
Yeah.
We're usually a rock in a hard place.
Still high on Armstrong. Are y'all still high on Armstrong? That's a great question.
Stock's a little lower than it was, but I don't necessarily think it's because schematically we're just completely all in the wrong spots. I don't think we're good enough.
That's what my dad was saying too, bro. Like, he's like, I can't really blame the OC as much. These guys are just missing tackles. And I'm like, yeah.
This thing was bad. I can't really blame the coaches on some of these. Like, they are supposed to be in the right place. They just don't make plays.
Like, bro, think about that one play when a certain player at linebacker got caught staring in the backfield and a guy ran wide open behind him in a drag. I'm just like, how do you let this happen, bro?
And the deep shot to – I forgot who it was.
Thomas?
But, yeah, just about Thomas. He got – Cameron gave him 7 yards of cushion. He got beat by 5.
Oh, my Lord, bro.
It was a simple 9 route. That's the second part is what I'm most afraid of because even against Georgia, they showed they could run the ball on the outside with Cody Schrader. And he just gets yards on anybody regardless of who it is. So – it might not look good. Well, my coaches.
Oh, Lord have mercy. Oh, oh well, coaches.
If you got 2, no, you got none.
Dog. Let me just.
He needs Shamar out there. That's the issue. As soon as Shamar got hurt, it was a wrap.
Oh man, I love Scooby to death. I do. Without Shamar out there, without someone who can really put guys in position like he does, he looked like Scooby Williams I saw last year when he had to start. He looked out of place. He looked unsure of himself. He didn't fill the right gaps at times. It was just a mess. Like, Shamar, rest up, bro. Rest that knee up. We'll see you next year. That's all I'm gonna say.
You know what's really you know what's really funny and sad at the same time?
What's that?
You know who we're missing right now?
Oh no.
Ventro Miller.
Oh, I said Ventro. Yeah. But my thing is, AB, when one linebacker goes down, the whole room shouldn't be this confused. This is just bad.
The thing is, Shamar was calling all the plays and getting everybody set.
He was. He was.
And he's also your best linebacker. So yeah. He goes out. And now you got to trust somebody else to make all the calls and get everybody set.
Yeah. And you don't have a safety to help keep everything, everybody accountable. They're young. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't know, bro. That was just – what did y'all think about the angles that we took in that one play when – who was that? When Jaden Daniels scored a touchdown.
What angles?
Three or four guys. I texted y'all. I'm like, what type of angles are these? It's like, bro.
Listen, bro. I know Jaden Daniels is arguably the most dynamic player in college football today.
Yeah.
I know he'll just make plays on damn near anyone. I know this is shit that he does. But you got to make it somewhat difficult for him. You got to take better angles. You got to tackle with your head up. You got to come in with the intent to actually bring him down to the ground. I'll take a little 10-yard scramble, whatever. I don't want to see 50. I want to see 70. I don't want to see him just run down the sidelines expecting to get run out of bounds. But then on second-grade angles, people are loafing. He just keeps running. Just keeps running. Yeah. Like, damn, why ain't nobody tackling me? Why ain't nobody there? So all of a sudden, he hits the goalpost or he just runs the damn Kenner.
Not even touching him.
And by the way, Pops, you can thank former defense coordinator Patrick Toney for staying up until 2 o'clock in the morning playing Call of Duty with Shamar James.
Yeah, that was sorcery.
Because we were third going into that morning.
Well, I'll say, just to segue a little bit, I ain't the only thing we lost on Saturday. Care to talk, fellas?
Let's talk about it. We lost a big-time playmaker that we had coming in that was allegedly guaranteed.
All right, we turned the camera on, buddy. There you go.
Guaranteed to be a Gator.
Solid.
And that happened to not be the case, man. We lost out on a guy that was going to potentially be one of our best players on defense for the next 4 years, three, 4 years, so. That was a tough hit, and we also lost another kid that could have been a help in the back end.
Next day.
Yeah. So, yeah, man, it's just been rough. Huh?
One was a surprise, the other wasn't. Because I will say that – what day was it that happened? Was it Saturday? Yeah, it was Saturday. I will say that Friday – you were told, hey, guy was still solid before this. Saturday around 12:31 is when it changed. And that's when the foot prediction started coming in. So it was like, all right, so we know that's gonna happen. Then the other one we lost, it actually really wasn't much of a surprise because I will say a few on the staff wanted them. But a good amount of the staff didn't want him.
Hmm.
And there's a certain coach that coaches his position that really didn't want him.
Why would you say he didn't want him, though?
Because there are two other guys that he's going after that he really likes and really wants. One of them is a teammate of a guy of a five-star we have committed already.
It'd be very funny if you got neither one of them and you end up with
that. That would be insane.
I was like, I feel confident as everything in terms of the recruiting and everything like that. But I will just say it will be very, very funny if you got neither one and ended up with egg on your face.
That would be sad. Just like everything else has been going on this year. Sad. Sadness. AB, I want to ask you, man, do you have any idea of any guys that we possibly are going after or do want? Any names that you would think?
And not like salvage because I think their class is still in a good spot, but to keep the momentum that we accumulated over the last couple of months, you want to stem the tide a little bit.
Yeah.
Well, Zay Mincy is a guy that they're going to keep going after until he signs. Still got Jordan Seaton, the five-star offensive tackle that's out there. And
Better get him for real.
So, I mean, those are really the two big ones. Well, two of the big ones. I mean, there's even committed guys that are going after. I mean, And one to watch, A&M commit Cam Coleman. That's one that you have to watch now because with Jimbo Fisher getting fired, he's a commit. I know Florida State, and Auburn are three schools that are after him pretty hard. So, and he'll be on, I think he said he'll be on campus for an official visit. So, those are three guys that, those are three schools that are after him. The course is still going after Jeremiah Smith.
Yeah, boy, I'm coming here.
You're going to recruit these guys until the end.
Well, you should. That's your job. You should do it. But, like,
yeah.
Because, I mean, as we just seen this weekend, in recruiting, anything can happen. So you never know. That's why you keep recruiting. You don't pull a damn ball and say, oh, never mind. We're not going to recruit them. We don't have a chance. You're not going to do that.
Well, of course. You should always keep doing it because that's what recruiters do.
That's your job.
Keep shooting.
Especially when said coach I just mentioned does that, and some kids who are highly ranked actually want to come.
I will say this. We can stop mentioning Dan Mullen's name. It's been 2 years now.
Hey, don't mention that name. Tired of Dan Mullen, bro. Don't mention that name.
You mentioned it every time in the group chat. Maybe I want to hear it.
I did not say his name.
That man, AB, ain't letting Dan Mullen live, bro. He ain't letting him live.
Like, bro, we got it. We know we sucked. Let it go. It's been 2 years.
All right, so I want to ask y'all this. How much of an impact do you think Dan Mullen's recruiting and the damage he did at UF has caused us in games this year? Or do you feel like it's more so of a current strategy? Huh?
Yes. Because most of the guys that he brought in are the ones making mistakes. Marshall, Kimber, Scooby. Let's go along the offensive line for the most part. Barber, when he gets cooked, Kingsley, well, he can't stay healthy.
Barber's not left tackle. I'll say that.
He's Water.
How about Miguel Mitchell and Damian George?
Okay, we missed on those two.
Clearly.
Saban's a generational liar. Still, I'm going to keep saying that.
Wait, am I sure Mullen brought in Kimber?
Yes, Mullen did. He had to sit out a year.
I do remember the lies. Everyone was like, oh, he was going to play that 21 Georgia defense and he got hurt in practice. What was not for the play?
Yeah, he got sit out. He had to sit that's out. Right.
I forgot about that. Dang, that's tough.
I don't need y'all getting neither one of those guys. You don't need them.
Who cares about need?
It's just it's keep away. It's keep away.
In more words of William Napier, this is a talent acquisition business.
Kirby Smart is about to steal one of our guys just to play keep away from up here, which is hilarious.
Look at my head, Jerry. Not anymore.
You did say he was stealing. Everybody else didn't.
Hey, Napier made the call, bro.
Not just him. A few other people.
Sure. But like you said, this is recruiting after all. Anything can happen.
Yeah.
Ain't that right?
Well, I'll just show you this.
Remember the last time you showed us something?
I'm a little afraid now, bro.
Dude, get it to the camera, dude.
I'm scared.
No, I'm not putting it in the camera.
Are you texting us?
Don't put that in the camera. You'd be smarter than that.
There are certain things that cannot be done being in this business, Marcus.
You'd be surprised.
Let me walk you through this one. There's a little thing called trust.
Sometimes trust gets temporarily broken and repaired. You'd be surprised.
Pops, you just hit the nail on the head with this one right here.
Let's go. Thank you, AB. Thank you. And I'm glad it wasn't us that said it. I'm glad it was a source elsewhere because I don't be trusting our sources.
I trust
the sources from the other schools that are trying to get things to happen, honestly.
They talk to us too.
Oh, that's wild.
Maybe 60-40 sometimes. I don't know.
Yeah. Pop,
this right here, you hit the nail on the head right here. The issue is when you recruit, like, you know who did. You can't miss on anyone. There are countless players he missed on that are still on this roster. Now, the younger guys that are out there, we know they're freshmen. We know they're young. They're going to make mistakes. They do have to play better. We know that. And we as a whole have to play better. And I've heard a lot of people say, oh, this coach that should be able to coach those Mullen players. When a lot of those players are set in their ways, you can do all the coaching you want. It's not going to matter.
How do you feel about all?
Oh, hey, man.
Hey, bro. Hey, bro.
He's good.
Yeah, that's exactly what he did, Pops. That's exactly what he did.
He did hit it with the Avada Kedavra.
I'm not sure if y'all are watching the Celtics, but Jason Tatum has put on a masterclass in the fourth quarter. He just closed his game out.
It's the Knicks, man.
Okay, and?
Who doesn't put on a masterclass against them?
You'd be surprised.
Yeah, bro.
The Cavaliers.
They're a playoff team.
Besides them.
But anywho, yeah.
But
preview Missouri. So
yeah, on to Missouri. On to Missouri. So what do y'all want to see?
Tackling.
All right.
Try and tackle somebody.
So Missouri stat leaders, Brady Cook has 27, 46 passing yards. Cody Schrader has 1,124 rushing yards. Luther Burden has 984 receiving yards. So that looks like we have a whole bunch of stuff on our hands that we've not been able to stop all year. Davis from Kentucky put up a masterclass against us. We saw what Jaden Daniels did at quarterback. And wide receivers have eaten our cornerbacks alive all year. So,
and they ain't just Luther Burden. They also have Theo Weiss there. So he's another guy we have to look out for. And Cody Schrader, it really has not mattered who they played for the most part this season. He's just gotten his. Like against Georgia, that was one thing that worked very effectively when they had the ball. They ran outside, they ran counters, and Schrader just kept getting 4 yards here, 5 yards here, 12 yards here if he could. Against Tennessee, he ate them alive also. So you got to stop the run. I don't know if the linebackers are going to have the eyes to be able to bounce out and make those tackles. So we're going to have to see. And defensively, they're not like the greatest in the world or anything like that, but they can get stops when they absolutely have to. They're capable. So offense, just on the ground. Offense line, show up to play. Merch, do your thing. And that's the key to success.
Yep.
But I will say, Missouri, man, they are a fascinating program. Like, they've always been a fascinating program to me because they'll either be like a 5-7 or they hit a spurt where they go 10-2, 11-2 because they're very good at – they're kind of like a little – they're like a very bootleg version of Miami in the 80s where, like, they kept, like, all, like, the star players from their area in their backyard in-state. Missouri does this very well, especially when there's kids from St. Louis, from outside the East St. Louis. If you're a five-star from that area, you're going to Missouri by 90% of the time. So they're able to at least stockpile enough talent to be able to compete and put up yards and send guys to the league and all that. Does always come together and is it conducive to them winning like 10 games all the time? Not really. But when they hit those spurts, they are fascinating. And this is one of those spurts with that offense.
Yeah.
I look at it like this. We need to pray.
I told you that.
Hey, that's, yeah. Understatement, bro.
Understatement of them, of the damn year. Because if you want to go get bowl eligible somehow, some way, by the grace of God, we gotta win this game. Because we all said, looking at these last couple of games, starting from last week, they're probably not going to win these games, but there might be one they might win for no reason whatsoever. The way they played LSU was that game.
Yeah, I agree.
I just don't know, man. I mean, I think in order for us to win this game, we have to do everything right. Special teams, offense, and defense. Can't have any major lapses on defense because we're not going to keep up. Napier must play at our tempo. And I think Missouri's defense is, like, I think they're underrated. You know what I'm saying? I think they come in, they're pretty physical. They got physical safeties, physical corners. We just have our hands full, man. I mean, I don't know what to expect in that game. Yeah, it's tough sledding, bro.
And it's in Columbia, so yeah.
Columbia.
And it is a night game.
You know, I would really like to see if y'all been watching us. Well, I know y'all been watching us for a while. I would like to see our energy from the first episode to now. Like, I feel like it's hilarious. Like, we just so like drained, bro.
This has been us for the last like 2-3 years. Like, we're basically like the meme of like Migos and on the James Corden show doing the car karaoke. They were so hype, all that shit, and then by the end, it's like, yeah.
So all right. So last year we went 6-7, right?
Yep.
2021 went 6-7. So that's 12-14. Y'all, let me see. 17.
Oh, by the way, just to answer that last question that you put up by Rob, it's a very simple answer. Last year we were both bad. This year we're still bad, and they're not.
Fun fact, ever since we started the show, this is season 3 of our show, we are 17-19. Florida Gators are 17-19.
Oh, my God. This is disgusting.
We've witnessed more L's than W since we started the show.
It's disgusting work.
So, AB always talks about, you know, me being a curse for the Gators. Maybe this show is a curse, bro.
I mean, we're just asked regardless of curses or whatever.
No cap.
The bottom fell out, and now we're trying to put everything back into the basket and steal the bottom. So it just coincided with this show. That's all I'll really put out there with that. So it is what it is. Just pick it up. Keep this class intact. Keep the class intact.
Please. That is all we ask at this point. Keep the class intact.
Because that's the one thing holding us up by a thread is that at least we're recruiting at a higher level than we did before.
Yep, exactly.
And then the only thing is, what happens when they get on campus?
And, I mean, I feel like history so far has shown that Napier can bring in guys, and then when they come on campus, they can be productive. That's what I've seen so far.
He knows who's good and identifies who can play. And goes accordingly and is able to get them here. It's just this is the constant development of them, and you have to fix some issues on your staff. You have 1,000 people, and not all of them can do their jobs correctly, if they do their jobs at all. So make adjustments there. Give up the headset.
Yep.
Just take something off of your plate so you're not scrambling around on game day, figuring out what the hell to do, and guys aren't lined up out of position. Special teams isn't all combustible and everything like that. Make sure your offense actually has a real rhythm to it, and it's not just a bunch of long developing condensed formations and things like that, and just try to pick the pieces up.
And, you know, as good as Napier's eye for talent has been,
I think they're still recruiting.
I feel like in the transfer portal.
I saw Pearsall in Montreal.
I mean, we had Osiris.
Osiris, too.
Forgetting somebody?
We said Osiris.
Forgetting somebody else?
Montrell Johnson? We got him, too.
You're just going to do Graham Mertz like that.
Well.
Graham has been doing good.
That's fine.
But my thing about Graham is he should be doing good. Napier pretty much is in his ear more than any other player on the team. That's his specialty. He should be doing well.
The thing with Mertz is the expectations were just ridiculously in an absolute dirt. And he's doing way better than anybody thought he would be. Now, he's not exactly your answer. Far from it. But he's your problem. Far, 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 far down the list. And with this team, that's all you can ask for.
He's been. You know,
Maybe it's just – all right, so if we had halfway a good defense, right?
Which we don't. Say
over the last 2 years, we'd probably be like 8-4 maybe.
This is an 8-4 team of any defense whatsoever.
If they had any defense. We have not had any defense, bro.
Well, actually 7-5 because our offense is way too wonky.
Yeah, that's true. That's true.
I would say this. If we had an average defense, we might only have maybe one or two losses right now.
The offense is playing well in spurts. I'm not saying it's playing well overall. It's playing good enough in long enough spurts to win some games.
He's talking about Mertz here.
Yeah, well, Graham Mertz has been solid for sure, man. I don't have any complaints about Graham Mertz. I mean, not every quarterback can be as physically gifted as other quarterbacks. You know, running 4.4s, 4.5s, and jetting down the field. Graham Mertz makes the right decisions most of the time. My only gripe with him, I would say, is sometimes I think he holds the ball, and that loses us momentum and drives. But
other than that, he doesn't want to throw. He's supposed to be a quarterback who doesn't want to throw interceptions sometimes.
Yeah, he's playing like he doesn't want to throw an interception for sure.
Well, I will say this: it's shocking to everybody, but at the same time, the Wisconsin coaches that got fired did come. They did tell Billy they failed him. They were honest and told him they failed him.
Yeah.
I'm going to be honest with the way he's played this year. We can't say – I mean, they weren't lying. Because he looks honestly night and day different than he did when he was at Wisconsin.
No, I don't think the structure of this offense is all that great either. I think he's playing with better athletes and better receivers and showing because he does have some physical ability and shows itself at times.
Correct.
I mean, he was a highly recruited – he was one of the top quarterbacks in the country coming out of high school for a reason.
What the hell you with Wisconsin? I don't know.
They recruited that kid for a long time.
Yeah, but still, it's Wisconsin, bro. Who are you throwing to at Wisconsin?
That part. I wholeheartedly agree.
Don't have to use that this week.
Montrell Johnson and Trevor Etienne in the up-tempo RPO would feast every single time.
The thing about Montrell, I love Montrell, the absolute pieces. I think he's cool. There are some times where I watch him run the ball, and it's like, damn, I wish that was Etienne with that carry.
Yeah. Or you'd be like, bro, Etienne would have took that to the house. Like, you know what I'm saying?
That's not nothing to take away from Montrell, because Montrell will get the yards that he needs.
Yeah.
Because if you need 5 yards, Montrell Johnson is going to give you 5 yards.
Yeah.
If you need 12 yards, Montrell Johnson is going to give you 5 yards. He might break one, and he might see the hole a little faster and get you those 12. But, like, 80% of the time he's going to get you exactly 5. You're going to move the ball well enough. He's a good running back. Sometimes you see the lack of burst with him, and sometimes the holes just don't close. Meanwhile, with Trevor, he'll turn a play that probably should go for, like, 2 yards, or, hell, even, like, negative 2 yards, and get 6.
Yeah.
Or turn 5 and 50.
And Pops, I will absolutely say yes, sir, brother.
It better, and I think it will.
Yes, sir.
Now, who it is going to be the question.
People want Sean Lewis.
I don't think that's going to happen. They may give up a head coaching job to be an OC. So
I remember at the beginning of the season, fam, like we were talking about potential OCs we'd want, and that name came up. But we didn't think it was going to be any way possible.
Yeah, well, there you go.
There you go. So, yeah, I mean, rough week. Well, we got another opportunity to get 6 wins this week coming. I'm not going to say I'm excited, but you have no reason to be, like, super pessimistic. I mean, we can ruin somebody's season. We can ruin somebody's season, and that's what I look forward to trying to do for us.
To answer your question, Pops, yes.
I'm still tripping off that check down 4th and 11. Like, oh, dude, it's 4th and 11. Don't pass the sticks, my guy.
Got the first down.
It was still stupid. I don't care.
Hey, man. That happens.
You know what something we didn't talk about yet, bro? Even though Florida had a terrible game on defense, the officiating was some of the worst I've seen.
Yes.
I mean, Montrell Johnson got tackled and, like, literally
in this darn near in the stands, and they did not call a single thing.
Are you surprised that officials in a night game in Baton Rouge were bad?
I didn't think they looked like the Philadelphia Eagles referees.
It was egregious.
It looked like it was in Philadelphia, bro.
Christ.
It's crazy.
No, the refs weren't great, bro. And then 90 on LSU was there about the damn elbow down ref, and nothing happened.
And that was.
And I'm gonna be honest, some of them long runs they broke, you can see our guys clearly being held.
Yeah,
I mean, holding happens on every damn play and every.
No, talking about egregiously, you can see
it. The wide receivers holding.
It happens every play. It is what it is. Also, there are some instances where you see holding on like a Twitter snapshot. It's not holding sometimes
because the hand's inside you, like it's inside. And then
if a guy's spinning into you, like what are you supposed to do?
Yeah,
so I'm just saying that sometimes that is the case when people throw screenshots out, they're gonna know what holding actually is. But on some of those plays, yeah, but take it up with 1978 rule changes, buddy. It is what it is.
Yeah,
and by the way, women's basketball in dominating fashion. Beat FAMU 92-54.
That's nice. Shout out to the ladies. So now that we're on the subject of basketball.
Hey, y'all, let's get to it. Let's talk a little bit of basketball, man. Let's get into it, bro. This is tis the season. Talk about basketball.
Tis the season of endless folly.
All right. So I will say this.
Oh my God.
What happened?
See this right here?
Oh yeah, we gotta talk about that.
Yeah, that play was the game. Well, I won't say it's the game, but it did
shit. That right there was the most egregious call of all calls in that entire game.
But AB, I'm gonna be honest.
How do you reverse that?
I'm gonna be honest. I told my dad, like, I was like, hey man, like he didn't catch the ball, bro. Like, or I said yeah, I did say that. I was like, he didn't catch the ball, at least in the referee's eyes. If you're in Baton Rouge and that ball hits the ground and it moves a little bit, I understand that he had possession of it, but you can't let the ball move in that situation if you're on the road. Like, anywhere else, that call probably gets, you know, it's irreversible. You can't, you know, indisputable evidence. But in that situation,
no catch pun intended. Not on the show, but no pun intended.
No pun intended. Catches the ball. He comes down. And it flips a little bit, but he still has his hand on it. If it's just like this the whole entire time, that's a catch. All right, I'm out of here.
All right, Brian Harris, that was not a catch, and you know it.
Oh, my God.
But no, the reverse that call, when clearly he had possession of it, like that was inexcusable. That was inexcusable.
Oh, by the way, just to go back really fast, guys, on the subject of Mullen players and whatnot, there are some Mullen players out there that left us when Billy came in that would make this defense a whole lot better. I'm just saying. There's a couple of them out there.
Got it right.
Tyron Hopper's the only one I could name.
Chatfield.
Tyron Hopper's the only one I could name.
Andrew Chatfield ain't like that?
He's nine sacks this season.
That man is—he be cooking.
Anton Powell might arguably hit the potential for ACC Defensive Player of the Year. Arguably,
that could be true. But also, I can counter that with this: what offensive tackle in the Pac-12 do you know is really good?
I mean, Washington's good. I'll say that much.
George,
though, there are some good lines in that conference. Oregon's offensive line, the trenches, is very good. But to be serious for a minute,
they haven't played Oregon yet, but we will see that matchup in a couple weeks, and I can't wait for it. That's going to be a good game. But I will say, see, I'm mixed on him. Because although I did like him, at the same time.
I like him a lot, actually.
I mean, because I do. But that Virginia Tech team ain't that great either.
It ain't great, but he himself.
Nice.
And also, some of those offensive linemen I'd probably take right now, too. It's still starting, Steve.
Brian.
Tarquin probably was starting this team, too.
Ain't no probably. Yeah. Tarquin would be starting.
There you go.
even though I couldn't stand him.
So it wasn't totally talentless, but yes, the issues were there. We all know it. They're well documented. But it wasn't a complete talentless cupboard. Those guys just up and left.
Yeah. Oh, also, we had a transfer. Jordan Herman decides to transfer out of the program. For what?
Not gonna see the field.
Hey, man. No. Just saying.
Put it this way. If you were still on the roster and we landed Jordan Seaton, guess who's playing? Guess who's playing? Guess who's not?
But what if we don't get Jordan Seaton?
No, I'm saying if we did, guess who would be playing and guess who wouldn't be?
I mean, of course.
That's hypothetical once again.
There's going to be some linemen that enter the portal that are really good. So, I mean, you want to get experience. I'm going to be honest. The offense line, you want to get high on ranked high school guys. Yes, I want Jordan Seaton on my roster, like tomorrow. But if you don't get a guy like him, you can improve your offense line via the portal.
Can you?
Yeah, there's going to be great offensive linemen in the portal. You get it, get one, they immediately start good ones that ain't being lied about by starting coaches.
Most of those guys who answer the portal aren't great, but they're good. They're probably better than what we have. I'll say that much.
I do think the offense line would be better if we had Keonta Goodwin.
Yeah,
control that one is what it is.
Yeah, RIP to his mom, bro. My condolences to him. Yeah, I hope all is well in your family.
Thoughts and prayers with you and the family, man.
Yeah.
And because he actually was starting.
He was going to be nice. He was good.
He was good. I think he was starting at left tackle. I think they had Damian George at left guard.
Oh, dang. George, you know what? I wouldn't be surprised if he got, like, switched to guard. Not all guys that can't play tackle or solid guards, but I feel like he would actually be a solid guard, though. He's just terrible in pass, bro.
I will say not every bad tackle is going to be a good guard.
Yeah, that is true.
Osweiler would not be a good guard. He'd just be a bad left tackle. You know, I think he's a better right tackle, personally. He looks a lot more fluid there. And his power translates to the right side better. But again, do what you got.
Also, when Wade's got to play in, he played pretty well.
He was fine.
Who's been our best offense lineman this year, y'all feel?
Christ.
Richie Leonard.
I was about to say, Richie Leonard. Do you feel like Mazuka?
We have not had any complaints about Richie Leonard all year.
You're not saying a lineman's name, that usually means you're doing something somewhat, right?
You've been doing good, bro.
Yeah, we haven't heard anything negative really about him at all.
Do y'all feel like Mazuka has been like...
Man.
Well, he's been...
Go ahead and say that he's been okay. Aggressively okay.
I disagree with this for one reason, Rob.
Offensive practices.
Those freshmen, they're going to need that. And on top of that, if you have them, Magway will already be on campus.
Oh, shoot. I didn't think about that.
Thank you, Pops. Especially for the early enrollees. You want those practices.
Can we fire somebody before the practices start, though? I want them fired and gone for good. Because ain't no way in the world we should be this week. Ain't no way in the world we should be this week, bro.
There's somebody there that I've said something about in the past. When it comes to how weak we are,
not be going anywhere.
What'd you say?
There's a chance we may not be going anywhere.
Oh, brother.
God.
No, you remember what came out, bro, in like 2016 or whatever? It was like the players are talking about how they couldn't work out. Let's see. Damn. That's tough. But they were I think it was Mike Kent.
He had to go work out like
that's so nasty. Like, bro, you were at University of Florida. You working out there, Planet Fitness somewhere. He's getting the lunkhead alert alarms while you're trying to do back squats and everything like that, bro. Like, what are we doing? They deserve to go 4-8 just for that.
Dog. Yeah, that's hilarious, dog.
The lunkhead alarm when you're trying to do your routine is crazy, though. Like, just think about it.
Do y'all feel like the size of our offensive lineman has somewhat prohibited us from being quicker on offensive line? Do y'all feel like we're too slow?
Let's go bad, period. I don't think it has anything to do with it.
Feet been slow.
There are a lot of big offensive linemen that have feet. They don't have anything. They don't have feet, don't have power, they don't have nothing.
No, bro. Nah. They be getting blown up, man.
They were cement shoes out there, Jerry.
That's yeah. What it's sad, bro. Like, imagine if we had an offensive lineman getting down the field to the second level, bro. Like, with ET and a running back, like, what?
Dude, bro. Remember what I said during the preview of camp where we were talking about the offensive line, right? And I said multiple times, at least they'll look like an SEC offensive lineman.
Oh, they get off the bus, you're like, okay.
And then when they step on the field, maybe good. They may not be good. But at least when they go in the bus, when they do the gator walk, when they come in, warm-ups, they put the pads on, run out, and sing the alma mater after the damn game, or turn the rope back down and do We Are the Boys from Old Florida, they'll at least look like 300-plus pounds. But in the middle, when they're actually blocking and have to get to the second level, you know, do all that, mixed results.
Hey, bro, them boys, they fooled me, bro. I'm not going to lie. When we went to the game, bro, them boys looking huge. I'm like, oh, shoot, guys.
You at least look like it.
I'm going to show you. I'm showing you this because I'm going to show you the quote from one of our good buddies.
All right.
Okay. No, I don't really care personally.
Cam needs help.
Big Campbell.
What's good, Cam? I'm sorry we had to do that to you.
Big Campbell, not the little Campbell.
Also, I would like to talk to Cam and Tony, man, about that win that they got. I'd like to see they think about that.
Well, they're sure they're getting better off as the year goes on.
Yeah, I mean.
That was the biggest prayer Dabo Swinney has ever said in the locker room.
No. Y'all can thank Tyler for Spartanburg.
Okay.
Hey, he called in. Hey, they done looked all got better since he called in and called them out. I'm just
and anyway.
But, yeah. Dang, bro. Why you had to come out? Like
I said.
Oh, man.
A bad tackle does not mean you're going to be a good guard.
Hey, my pops is like, who's 76 and like he don't want to be out there?
I was a plant. That's crazy.
He probably was, but let's go and transition over to basketball.
Yes, let sir. One slip
away, man. We let one slip away on Friday.
Yeah, that was one of the painful ones, man.
And Josh Allen right now, I'm watching, have a complete disaster class right now.
I love it. Cheers.
Buffalo, man. Buffalo was
10 for 19. 95 yards, one touchdown, two interceptions.
Are they losing?
So, yes, 15-8.
What's the score?
15-8.
But, we let one slip away against Virginia. It was a game we should have won. We should have won.
Could have.
See, the late game situations where we're missing Zion Pullen.
Yeah.
Who's going to be suspended against FAMU. We're not going to need him for that game. But he will be back for the matchup Friday against Florida State.
That being your first game back is kind of dicey, but sure, I'll take it. Because, good God, it's the same thing happened after, like we looked very good after the first, like, 4 or 5 minutes. And after that, we couldn't make an entry pass to save our damn lives.
It was
we kept trying to make that same cross-court pass every time we got a rebound off of a miss. God. It ended up in the same result every single time, bro.
Yeah. We dominated the boards.
Yeah, and then we tried to do the whole big pass thing, which is great. They took that away very quickly, and then we kind of struggled to find offense. Ronnie Kugel looked all out of sorts.
Kugel had a disastrous game in the first half. I mean, he was looking so bad.
He was so out of sorts when he wasn't making like chicken soup out of chicken, you know what?
Yeah,
the second half, because there were plays where it's like, bro, what are you doing? And also the ball goes in. Well, no, yes. But it's like, I don't know if they ran plays for him or not, but it looked like he was forcing it a lot.
Yeah, I think he was forcing it, man. Like, he couldn't make his layups. Like, he was missing easy buckets around the rim. That's what frustrated me a lot.
That was the concern, and I know we all had that feeling in the back of our minds. All the missed layups are going to come back and bite us in the butt.
That's a telltale.
And just bites in the butt. It took a chunk out of her butt.
Yeah, I would like to say, though, man, I think our two bigs, Hanlogton, is that how you say his name, right? Hanlogton. And Tyrese Samuel, they look strong. It's just how to get them the ball in entry passes, get them the ball in situations where they're comfortable. In my opinion, you got to get Tyrese Samuel the ball in the middle of the court, down low, let him work. Kind of how we use Patrick Young, you know, same type of thing. But again, we got to get guards to be comfortable getting him the ball and making those plays, use him in pick and roll, right? I thought that Real Richard had a heck of a game. I thought he came out looking really, really good defensively, showed a lot of energy, intensity.
It's two games into the season, Rob.
Rob, I disagree.
Yeah, it's two games into the season. Come on, man.
I disagree, Rob. This is the first time we've had a two bigs I'm confident in a while.
And you know Virginia's always tough. I mean, we knew that game was going to be tough anyway, but – I bet you we beat Florida State. You won't be singing them same tunes.
Florida State kind of.
But, I mean, I look at it like this. Alex kind of was a little lost in this game, a lot lost in this game. But I'm still encouraged. Will Richard hitting the three was – love seeing him make those shots. Yeah. But the thing that I was – I'm not going to even really say I was concerned because I know who's going to be in the, who's going to have the ball in his hands in late game situations. But you don't go back to Walter Clayton after he just had a bad turnover.
Oh, my God.
Like, at that point, I know he's had a rough game, but at that point, you got to put it in Riley Kugel's hand and let him make a play.
Like, a shot is much, 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 much better than a stupid-ass turnover. Put up something.
I'd rather you shoot from half court than turn the ball over. That's just straight up.
Give yourself a chance.
Twice.
Now, in Clayton's defense, I will say, you know, second game in, so I will say this.
Why are you going to the sideline? Why are you not using the timeout? You just kind of let them go out there and they were out of sorts.
And see, that's the other thing. I think we should have took a timeout right there, calmed everybody down, set up a play. Because let's be honest. The one thing that I loved about last year's team, even though we weren't that good, the out-of-timeout plays were elite.
Yes.
Like, that's one thing that we know how to do with basketball. Out-of-timeout plays always work.
And the thing also is, like, doing the whole, like, just let them go out there, run a play, now to call a timeout joint, that's cool and all if you have strong enough ball handlers out there to do it. We clearly don't have that without pulling. So just call the timeout and get them organized.
Correct.
Real quick, Mark, go ahead and tell NBA TV because the Canes are on.
Oh.
Might the beam, baby.
Which I'm going to watch as soon as we get done with this.
And De'Aaron Fox is back tonight, too.
But Jerry, what were you about to say?
Oh, I don't think Walter Clayton's a horrible ball handler. No. It's just – Guys that aren't comfortable being a point guard initiating offense look like Jaylen Brown against the Miami Heat last year whenever they're forced to be a point guard.
He wasn't that bad.
This is the thing about basketball that some people don't realize. Just because you're a guard does not mean you're a point guard.
Oh, my God.
Just because you have the ball in your hand does not mean you should be facilitating.
Correct.
Correct. That's a whole different responsibility, bro, in itself. And we probably have, like, for example, right, Aberdeen, not the greatest ball handler.
No.
But, like, I feel like he's a lot more controlled this year, and he's a really good defender. Certain times I would trust him to somewhat initiate offense, more so than Clayton, because, like, it was just Clayton was trying to force some things, bro.
He dribbled to the sideline on that thing, and he forced got himself right into the help.
Correct. It was just it bothered me a little bit.
Wasn't great. We were like 7 of 25, but they were 7 of 18 to make up for it. But they shot themselves back into it when we got up early, and then the free throws we shot better at 11 of 15 than we did the game before. Mm-hmm. Still a problem because you can't shoot 73. In a game like that, and expect to win. We did dominate offensive rebounds. We dominated 21-9. Turnovers, 16 turnovers is not going to cut it.
Yeah, not going to cut it at all.
I still believe our defense rotating is key. We need to rotate better out to 3-point shooters because
communication. Because they got caught up on high ball screens sometimes and they didn't communicate.
They did not communicate, bro. They got to talk more, be vocal on defense.
Yep.
So that's a major thing. I also think like Todd needs to give us more sets, so like little kinks here and there to get guys open. Because I feel like if you're going to run like a 5-out offense with multiple screens in motion, I mean, you have to have something going to the rim, you know, with like a pick and roll. I feel like a lot of times we're setting screens with no intent to get to the basket, and it's more so just handing the ball up top in motion. And then by the time the shot clock is already under 20, you know what I'm saying? You're trying to get up a shot, and you got guys trying to force these entry passes that aren't there. You know, it's just – it's a lot. And you want to get your big – you have fours that can shoot. Find a way to get pick and roll going, Tyrese Samuel. Get these guys open, kick it out, make an extra swing pass, and it's going to be open. Reverse the ball.
I didn't like how aggressive Brandon Cooper was on Friday. Eventually, those shots are going to start falling. Yeah, I agree. And that's why I wasn't really concerned with his shots. I mean, I would like to see him make layups because, I mean, a lot of them were bunnies. They're right there. Yeah. But that's why I wasn't concerned because, like you said, they're going to fall. And once they do, I mean, they'll be okay.
I do want to see them run more plays that help him out. So he's not going, here I come to save the day. You know what I mean? And then there were other points where he kind of dribbled for the sake of dribbling. So just get him in the groove early and he'll be okay. You kind of just let him take the reins and he just goes superhero mode early, then the game might get a little ugly until he kind of plays himself out of it. But by the time he plays himself out of it, you're down 12.
Dude is a great cutter. Utilize that.
Exactly.
Hold on. Rob, I'm guessing you wanted Rick Pitino, didn't you?
Oh, my God.
I like Golden, though.
I don't have a problem with Ty Golden. I don't. I think he's a fiery young coach. I like him. How long will I like him? To be determined. But
I will say about when people like talk about analytics and stuff. Do y'all know what analytics actually are? Y'all just throw the word out and not knowing what the hell it means.
I knew it. Yeah. I knew it. Rob, I'm gonna let you know this right now. The University of Florida would never hire Rick Pitino.
No.
Too many NCAA violations.
But you might get a ring out of it.
And you'll get it taken away, too.
Hey, honestly, for fans, I don't think fans necessarily care if it gets taken away. Like, you can't take away.
No, because it still happened. Like, I don't think Louisville fans give a damn that championship got vacated because it still happened. We still saw Peyton Siva hit those shots. We still saw Shane Bohannon. We still saw Hancock in that championship game. You know what I mean? So it is what it is. We still saw Montrezl Harrell. They don't care. The game still happened. It still got played. They won. Sure not.
But were they supposed to be there?
Well, ain't like they was out here shooting people. They just had some strippers. Who cares?
Oh, my God.
Cows kids go to strip clubs every day, B.
I guess you would know.
Well, I did go to school in South Florida.
This man is unhinged.
We met Antonio Brown in the club before.
Yeah, we did meet Antonio Brown. That was hilarious.
Really unhinged.
Antonio Brown. He looked at our friend's story after they posted the picture together.
That's so nasty.
Oh, I'm on here live with
you. Y'all thought we fought with you? Hope you're doing all right out there in these streets.
Yeah. Shout out to our dog, Hillary.
I'm live on the podcast right now with two unhinged people.
We're just telling you what it is, bro. And when I mean unhinged, we're just telling you.
This is what I'm dealing with.
True story.
It's happened.
This might be the craziest story we have. We have 70 others.
Keep these two out of South Florida for good.
I don't think you want to do that.
Now that's home, bro.
Home is where the heart is.
Your heart is in Jacksonville, Marcus.
Most of the time.
All the time.
Oh.
Not all the time.
Jerry, I'm guessing you just saw the group text.
No, I just saw something that I just saw an old video that I took, and I am sick.
Oh, really? Can't share with class.
I'm not sharing anything.
Why not?
Something this is you kept in the vault.
This is kept. I'm trying to pull up the Antonio Brown video.
Oh, I need that video, Jerry. In all seriousness.
I gotta see that. I gotta find it, bro.
That was such a nasty ass day.
Looking at this basketball team, they got FAMU tomorrow night. The women just beat FAMU tonight. The men got FAMU tomorrow night. And then Friday, I believe they have Florida State coming to town.
You'd be correct.
Oh, here it is. Here it is. Here's Antonio Brown hanging out. That was hilarious. I'm going to send it to you, Marcus.
That was broken Antonio Brown, too, by the way, y'all. Just to let y'all know.
Oh, my God. This guy was chilling, bro. He just was acting like nothing. Dude's vibing.
That's the second funniest famous person that we've ever seen in person.
Oh, God.
Oh, by the way, Jerry, did you see they had Kodak out there performing?
Bro, Kodak, stay on campus, dog.
Bro, I hate that thing. Imagine if we were still – when we were there, when Kodak was, like, red hot, too.
Oh, literally.
It would be the greatest tailgate of all time. They're still awesome.
Also, I cannot forgive Tom Herman for losing that game.
No.
That was just – I'm like, fam, what?
Egregious. They won one game. One.
All right, the Bills have tied the game at 15, but also to everybody watching, let us know what y'all think about the new background in the comments. Let us know.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, we want to mix it up a little bit. Maybe this will bring us some good luck.
Yeah, we needed a change.
Enough is enough. It's time for a change. Worth the Owen Hart. Rest in peace.
Why you had to do that, Marcus?
You was talking about Bray Wyatt earlier. I want to hear it.
This is true.
Run. Oh, my God. Anyway, for real, we appreciate any feedback when it comes to the background, anything else on the show, man. We are open for anything.
Yeah, no doubt about it.
And by the way, if you love baseball, fall ball is currently going on right now as well. They'll play a few games here and there, a lot of practicing. Jack Caglione is now hitting 117-mile-an-hour home runs 470 feet out of the stadium.
Dog, all that to be – I ain't gonna lie, bro. Last year, I was really hurt, bro. I was really hurt, let down. I was in pain. I was about to get on a flight when we were playing against LSU, dog, and I was so hurt.
Flight.
Huh?
Were you really about to get on the flight?
No, I was traveling from Indiana, bro.
Oh.
It was pain. Just immense pain.
But yeah, I think we should beat FAMU. Last time we had an HBCU come on campus. We saw what happened. Not only did we lose, we got blued out.
We got blued out. And they went to the tournament, and I don't think we did.
They were the last team to get in the tournament. The last team.
Hey, but I'm not going to cap, bro. You remember what we said when we saw Kennesaw last year, bro? We were like, Kennesaw, nice. And we knew FAU was nice. We knew FAU was nice. Like,
I went to that game. They played Kennesaw State.
You were there?
Yeah, I was there. Remember I told you the hotel I was staying at, that their team was staying there. Because I was what game was it? What game was it?
You did say that. I remember that. You saw them.
Yeah, the Florida-South Carolina game. I was in town for that game.
That's right.
I had tickets to the basketball game, so I was like, yeah, I'll go to the basketball game too.
Yeah.
And the hotel I was staying at, their basketball team, because I was walking by, I was finna get ready to go, and I saw Kennesaw State team dinner. I was like, what? Are they staying here? Because it was down in the little lobby area. It was right in the lobby. You go down the little hallway where like the big auditorium room is. They were having their team dinner in there.
Dog, that's what's up. That's dope. That's dope.
So I ended up going there, and of course they won the game, but it was a little hectic at first.
Yeah, it was, man. They were banging them threes, bro. They were.
It was.
I don't know what y'all was eating before the game, but I'm gonna need y'all to chill out.
They was eating the calf.
Oh my
God. Yeah, whether you're a home team or away team, they're gonna sell you some good food now. They gonna do that.
Because they don't get in the boat, I'll tell you that much.
No, they might have a little rat and pineapples.
Y'all have France fried chicken.
Yeah, off campus, but on campus we gotta go to the calf. Boy, it is Russian roulette. I'll tell you that right now.
Yeah, but you be eating uncooked meat.
Jared, you, damn.
I gotta tell you, one time, bro, they were serving General South chicken, right?
Bruh.
I love me General South, right? So I go in there, I'm like, hey, let me get General South chicken.
This ain't gonna end.
That shit was a chicken patty with some sauce on it. It was an old chicken patty, too, boy. It was crispy as all hell. I was eating a brick.
I knew what
9 a.m. in the morning, probably. They held it out and say, you know what? Put some sauce on it. Here, kids, eat this. And don't get me started on the rat, boy. That's cat food right there. That's good eat, huh?
That is a shame.
So that's why we were almost in tears when we went to the Final Four, bro. They had to eat.
Well, at least the food court's good for the most part.
Yeah.
Well, tell y'all too, and Rob is rolling right now.
Oh, by the way, Matt, for our new listeners out there, for anybody that forgot the story, Jerry, should we tell them the rat story?
Oh yeah, I gotta tell them the rest. So all right, so what ultimately happened was, bro, like it was around this time, like 4 years ago, right? And so we were getting ready for Thanksgiving break. Everybody's trying to study and stuff. And we're like, oh, bro, you know, let's get calf food. And then we all find out that, like, the calf is shut down and closed. And we're like, why is the calf shut down and closed? They're like, oh, they found a rat. They're like the Powerade drink machines. And so they found it at somewhere in the kitchen.
They got rat droppings and, like, behind the counter, behind the salad bar. Bro, it was a mess. Rat food is cooking.
Yeah. So it, what ended up happening was, bro, we had to end up going. We had to go to our, not the calf, but we call it the dining court. Hall food court. Yeah, and they were giving out free Wendy's. They were giving out free Wendy's and all that, bro. Pizza Hut, and excuse my Charles language. Excuse my all language. But niggas was lining up in the food court. Like it was Popeye's grand opening.
Right, bro. Right when the Popeye's chicken sandwich was there, bro. That's what it looked like. Everybody was lined up around the block. So you got the little food court. You go into the breezeway. Food
court's
out to the right. The line is out there. It's wrapping out behind the breezeway.
That's crazy.
All the way to damn near the house, the front lawn near the houses, the dorms and everything.
All
right,
dog.
Bro, and it was free. Unlimited, all you can eat. All you gotta do is show your hour card. all you had to do was swipe it, and you got whatever the hell you wanted. So if you wanted like 10 Frosties, 17 Biggie Bags, or whatever the hell else, bro, you would have got it.
Bro, it was crazy. Folks is what they were like. Because I think I was standing by Marcus and who else was I standing? It was you and Neil, wasn't it?
Mm-hmm.
I was like, bro, like, y'all ate already? Like, man, we've been waiting for like 3 hours. I'm like, how long?
No, it was like 4 o'clock. Well, by the time we got there, it was 7. That shit was a party, basically, at that point.
It was like 7 o'clock. So, if y'all are UF alum and y'all watch this, bro, look, y'all, I know y'all are blessed. Because FAU, it was some trenches. It was some trench work over there, bro.
It was trench work. We was in the bricks, basically.
They in paradise and basically got hood, living in the hood.
It's a commuter campus, bro, you know? Yeah, what it is.
But let me tell y'all something else about these two. These two been promising me fried chicken and they ain't delivered yet.
AB, look, man, we gotta go to Boca and show you fried chicken. Matter of fact, we're gonna have to do me, you, Marcus, and Darnell. Just all link up and try fried chicken.
Like they have been promising me fried chicken and ain't delivered yet. I keep hearing about how good this chicken is. I seen the pictures.
Dog.
Hey, bro,
it's amazing.
Because you know how they like to do pictures.
It's amazing. It's amazing.
Oh, no, it was in the bricks. Ain't no way, boy. Ain't no way, bro. This right here is why you can't get everybody house. Like everybody got that the same safety standards, man. I'll tell you that now.
Know how you live.
Yeah.
Bro, man, I'm telling you, I swear to God, bro, we was doing that. I walked out with like 3 bags. I had Frosties, down with the Pizza Hut and got some things. Bro, my refrigerator was stocked.
Yeah, bro. And, you know, just your video in general, man, it was just fun times, dog. Fun times.
This man has Pizza in the refrigerator.
Matter of fact, if y'all ever seen that infamous picture of me pouring up bleach, after the Georgia Florida, I was in my FAU dorm at that time, very frustrated. I had tons of homework to do, and the Gators just lost to Georgia again. So,
yeah,
tough times, bro. A lot of pain at FAU. A lot of pain.
A lot of fun, a lot of pain, a lot of everything in between. You know, good times, though.
Got a chance to see Willie Taggart practicing. I don't know what he was practicing. I spoke to him, I was like, hey, coach. He's like, hey. And then he got fired the next year. So.
Oh, my God. He's like, this is my house.
Oh my God.
I would have left that house with the quickness.
No, dog. That's sick, bro. Been done.
I would never eat at your house ever again.
Nah, man.
I was like, we cool, but I ain't in your house no more, bro. Respectfully.
I'm trying to tell you, ain't no way.
Like, we doing what college football programs be doing, man. We're being at a neutral site. Bring your PlayStation, hook it up at this neutral location, and we going to do that.
Yeah, bro. Yeah.
Or at least you're going to come to my house because we know there ain't no rats at my house. Bring your PlayStation. Bring Madden, whatever. NCAA, bring all that. No, don't even bring Madden. Just bring NCAA.
Hey, when that come out, bro, the Gators will no longer. You know what? The Gators haven't been good since NCAA football went away. That's the issue. That's the issue.
And I'm gonna tell you this now, women. When that game come out,
I'm happy the women, bro.
Because I got to be honest, when that game come out, don't be mad at us when we say we can't hang out.
What woman living with you?
Oh,
look, man. I'm just saying, like.
You're right, but still, like this is a we not for thee type of situation.
Don't be mad if we say we can't hang out when that game comes out. Hey, man, look.
It is going to be spiritual.
This is going to be 10 years of frustration for not having this game.
I've been playing
this is going to happen. The first Florida-Georgia game, that scoreboard will be run up.
You now.
Hey, I'm gonna change the offensive options and playbook to like Lane Kiffin's Ole Miss offense, take out Billy Napier's and run that thing, bro. Eugene Wilson, across.
Bro, I'm gonna give him that SC playbook. You something, bro? It's gonna be, we're gonna beat Tennessee so bad for so long. They gonna lead the conference. That's what's gonna happen.
That's the playbook you gonna use, Jerry?
Either them or Oregon.
You forget somebody.
Who, Washington?
Bingo.
Oh yeah, I mean,
all their run plays are gonna be tosses to the left side.
So I'm just saying, don't get mad at us, Leah. If you're watching us, don't get mad at Jerry.
Oh, she's gonna be sick.
What would you do? Come on now.
All the women that Marcus talking to, don't be mad at him.
All the women is hilarious.
That's insane.
And to the women and the women that I be talking to, hey, look, don't be mad.
Look, it's an outlet. It's an outlet, okay? You know, I was thinking about, man, I wanted to play NCAA football 14 tonight to kind of get some frustration out, get some recruiting classes. But yeah, I don't know, man. I think I'm gonna go to bed. Create QB. Hey, him or ETN, bro? ETN with the left hand.
I will say this: I hate recruiting on NCAA 14. I hated it. I legit hated it for one reason. When you see five-star recruits on there choose like Western Kentucky,
darling,
your school in like Bama and Ohio State and Clemson, you just like, y'all can y'all at least make this realistic? You know,
hey man, the bag was dropped. They got the Western Kentucky people, you know, they alums, they people, they came in, made the calls.
No good and well, Kentucky, forget them on bags. They ain't going to Western Kentucky. They ain't got
the played.
Now, I was
starting Burke and Frazier's.
Now, if you take the Western out and just put Kentucky, okay, it's still not believable, but it's way more believable than Western Kentucky.
Hey, man, at least you ain't playing Troy in the national championship in the Rose Bowl.
Guess what? I played Western Kentucky in the national championship.
Because the bags got dropped. They built the program. They trust the process. They went full SMU 1984.
Hey, I took FAU to Natty.
I was up 52-0 at halftime.
Man, you can't win them all, but they got there.
I took my dual threat quarterback by the name of Clyde Mayo. Made him up. He was a freaking beast.
Crazy.
Clyde Mayo is his name.
I mean, first of all, it's bad enough you named him Clyde.
Respect him Clyde? Clyde Drexler? Clyde Frazier?
No.
Yes. Piece of shit.
But I'm respecting that name. But you gave him Mayo as a last name?
Clyde Mayo, bro.
Hey, man. OJ Mayo, you know. You can do something with it. Gerard Mayo, NFL. You can do something with that, too.
Best name possible.
OJ Mayo, Marcus. OJ, yes. Really?
Respect that mixtape.
OJ?
Yes. Respect that high school mixtape.
Oh, Chip Kelly is about to be gone, right? Did they fire him?
Yep. There's rumors that he's about to be gone.
That's crazy.
Not surprised. Him,
Jimbo's out of there. So Florida can really look to try to get some guys out of the portal. The first guy I want on my campus is probably Cottrell. I thought he was talented out of high school. I liked him out of high school, bro.
Not happening.
Let's see.
And I'm going to tell you right now, I don't know. I'll just say, he better hope Florida State or Miami or school like that one. Because if not,
he going to be.
He may end up at Troy with his brother.
Oh, my God.
Because his brother, I know, is getting recruited by Troy. And he may end up going there. So if he goes there, that may happen.
Well, AB, so say we went portal shopping. Would you rather finish this class with guys from Texas A&M, like what Rob said, like Evans, or would you rather like finish with
Evans? Evans is a high school recruit. He is committed to Texas A&M. So getting into recruiting real quick, that is a name to watch.
I'm thinking Evan Stewart. I'm tripping.
If Evan Stewart enters that transfer portal, we better be the first school to call him.
Yeah, agreed.
Come on.
Yep.
Like, this ain't hard, Evan. Come on.
We would essentially have 1 year with him, though, which is all right. I
mean, well, yeah, but that 1 year would be elite.
I'll take it.
Yeah.
Y'all got any final thoughts before we go on to get up out of here?
Final thoughts, man. I did post on Twitter. I think Billy Napier needs to finish the portal or recruiting this year stronger than any other coach in the country. I think this is a
super important to keep momentum going into the next year in the offseason. So we have, you know, give the fans something to be happy about. And just for us to be just a solid team, serviceable team, get the trenches right, and we'll see, man. Meanwhile, hopefully we still win these games, get to bowl season.
Yeah, because I really want that bowl season for those extra practices for those young guys. And recruiting, obviously, you want to keep that momentum going and things like that. And with offensive linemen especially, if you don't get five fat dudes who can actually move people, you are not going to win, and you are going to be moved out of a job. You got to get cool guys. And on defense, you got to get guys that can be dynamic on the defensive line. We can't have just a bunch of 340 powers that can't move. Love them, but got to have some dynamism. And appreciate you, Mike, as always.
Oh, absolutely, brother. Thank you for coming on again, man. That was great.
Yeah, definitely, man. Final thoughts for me? Somehow, some way, find a way to be bowl eligible.
Pray. Matter of fact, y'all, bow our heads, remove your hats, remove your do-rags, and let us pray.
I ain't removing my do-rag, but I'll bow my head.
Lord, oh merciful God of ours, please bless the hands that prepare the game plan for the next 2 weeks, and bless the hands of our defenders when they go in to make tackles. Bless the hands of our offensive linemen who go in to engage defensive linemen and get to the second level so that they can move people the hell out the way so that we can move the ball and you can guide us into the end zone of heaven and into the end zone of Ben Hill Griffith Stadium and Ferris Stadium in Columbia, Missouri this Saturday.
Please, Father.
In Jesus' name, we pray. Please, amen.
Amen. Amen.
And I just got one question, Marcus. How you going to cuss during the prayer?
Hey, this man cussed me.
I've seen crazy things happen.
Oh, my God.
You know, you pretty much reminded me of remember when you know, baby boy was praying, now nah, I understand that niggas ain't perfect.
We try, Lord. Give us to be honest.
We need it, though, man. We need it.
That's pretty much what you did, man.
Hey, man, won't he do it, though? Won't he do it?
Please, Father. And you know what? I will take an L this weekend if we can just beat Florida State. If we can just beat Florida State at home, Lord have mercy.
If we do it, God is good. All the time.
God is good.
Time. God is good.
Yes. Need that.
I just hope and pray that Jaden Daniels' record-setting night was God's way of saying y'all got to suffer. Y'all had to suffer one more time before the good happened.
This is basically like Itachi Uchiha choking the dog shit out of Sasuke and Naruto for my anime people out there and going, you're still too weak.
So, man, you know, even though we lost and I'm embarrassed,
you know, maybe that hat is bad look too. Maybe you need a different gator hat.
I got another one, bro.
Maybe you need to wear that one instead.
The do-rag hat combo is crazy.
That's crazy, right?
Hey, man, I hate showing my age. Now I'm 31.
Damn. Sheesh.
Back then. And we was even doing this going to school. Do-rag with the hat.
And 4X and 4X tees.
That was your era?
4X tees.
Hey, he's 31. He's mad.
Oh, my God.
Baggy clothes. Man, we used to get in trouble for sagging with long shorts without even sagging.
Dang, AB.
Where your belt at? Pull your pants up. Bro, like, they up. Pull them. No, they're not. They see the belt right here. They up. You used to have to fight with the principals and deans and teachers.
For reference, AB's considered an NBA vet.
Bro, this man was 18, what, 2009, 2010? So, yeah, right when the big white tees and all that was finna come out and blog era hip-hop was coming out and Wiz Khalifa was driving Kush and orange juice, that's when he graduated high school.
Hey, I will say this to everybody. This is my last final thought. Florida State and Georgia both ranked in the top
top five. All right. This has to be the worst. We've now lost to LSU five times in a row.
I was watching the girls do that.
This man was seeing spaceships on Bankhead back there too.
That's wild.
This man was at the coffee shop worth a young jock.
Respect Bankhead.
That man was seeing spaceships. That man had the tall white tees. He had the key at the key as a necklace. That man had the band-aid on the cheek, boy.
Hold on.
Respect, he was rocking Fuji.
Respect my second home of Atlanta, Georgia.
Oh, RIP to what's his name? What's got name?
Who's Charlie Lowe?
No, not Charlie Lowe.
But yeah, RIP to him too.
I forgot. There was one guy that lived that was up there. I forgot his name.
Yeah, another final thought for me is basketball. Get the momentum. First of all, get the win tomorrow night over FAMU. But get the momentum of Florida beating Florida State started on Friday.
Let's freaking go.
That way we get a dub there. And then football comes to town. Because I'm telling you right now, they've been messing with us all year. We come out, Gainesville, Florida. Saturday night against Florida State, and we come out with a win. The next level, ungodly trolling. I will do.
Oh my God,
brother!
I'm not gonna care who I tag. I don't care who blocked me.
You deserve it.
Maybe you're 31.
I'm going. And I work with some people that write Florida State too. So
what you gonna do? Do this on Facebook?
Just be on Twitter. If you got Instagram, you can tag in all my stories.
Oh my gosh.
You were 31, brother. Don't do it.
Marcus will be doing the same thing while he's sitting there trying to age drop people.
What? I won't be doing nothing. I would not be participating. I would just say, good job, Billy. You're
lying your behind off right now.
I will say, congratulations, Billy. You won that game and move on with my life.
That smile means I'm lying my ass off right now.
What? And niggas can't smile genuinely? Damn.
No.
This is why black men can't show their emotions. This is all your fault. You're perpetuating that same negativity.
Would you be willing to put your right hand on the Bible and say you're not lying?
It's right there. I'll put it on my grandma King James right now.
Oh, man.
That's not a Bible.
He put on the Bible with the notes and the highlights in there. It's ripped up.
All that. R.P. Grandma.
That he will be trolling. Your grandma probably looking down from heaven right now. I know that boy is lying right now.
Hey, man. Miss Liz will say something to you now. I'll say that.
I did not teach him to lie.
Hey, man. There's a lot of things Miss Grandma told me. A whole lot.
There's a lot of times she slapped you for lying, too.
Well, it's not that.
It happens. Just like sing about me, I'm dying of thirst, bro. Same thing.
Oh, and by the way, y'all keep praying for me as I keep winning in fantasy right now because I'm trying to retain that belt.
Hey, show out, bro.
But
and my beloved Sacramento Kings are up by 8.
I got to turn that game on as soon as I get off.
Let everybody so we can get off here and watch that game. Let everybody know where they can follow y'all, Burner and Couch included.
Yeah, man. You can follow me on Twitter at JBreezyII. Follow my Instagram at JLamar_II. And you can follow, what else? That's pretty much it. Yeah.
You know me. Follow me at MarcusDavis904 on Twitter. And follow my burner account at...
That's stupid, bro. Stupid, bro.
Wrong here. The babies.
Like I said, follow me at
the listeners, man, without the video are like, what is happening?
They're my car.
I can't bleep it or pixel it like they would do on like a song when they say somebody's name they shouldn't. So that's what you're getting.
Or wait, you can follow me on Twitter at AceWay1, on Instagram at Ace_Way1. Ladies,
no.
You can follow the podcast account. Marcus is a hater. You can follow the podcast account on Twitter at Inside_Swamp and on Instagram at Inside_FloridaAthletics and on TikTok at InsideSwamp. And with that, and with this new background that hopefully brings us great luck.
Great luck.
This has been another great episode of the Swamp Inside Florida Athletics. We're going to leave you as we always do. God bless y'all. Go Gators. Y'all stay safe. Y'all take care of your loved ones. Tell them you love them every day. Take care of your mentals. Take care of your chicken. Temple work. Take care of your chicken. Y'all wash your face. Wash your hands. Marcus.
With soap and with water. Fresh, warm water, preferably.
Rob, thank you, brother.
Thank you so much. So anyways, I kindly implore all of you out there, and please heed my words with the utmost sincerity. I need all of y'all to wash asses.
You heard it here first.
And wear shoes and socks, closed-toed shoes preferably, in the movie theater, in any and all public settings. Thank you. You have a blessed day. Because the last thing I need to say is, what the hell is that smell? And it's coming from your bunions. That's all.
Yeah, your toes don't need to be smelling like Damian Lillard's stat line tonight.
That's crazy.
Yeah, I'm just going to read that now. 12 points, 5 turnovers, 3 for 17 from the field, 1 for 9.
Yeesh. Yeesh.
Damn. But with that, God bless y'all. Go Gators. Please, for the love of God, God, please let us beat Missouri and get bowl eligible.
If you do, if you beat Florida State, we will all sing Won't Back Down live on this show.
I will sing it, bro, and I will dance to it.
Man, I'll bring my cowboy hat on here. I'll put the boots on and everything.
I'm going to be all out if we beat Florida State. I promise that. That'll be a show y'all don't want to miss. I'm going to be all out. I'm going to be insane.
I'm telling you right now. That's going to be the absolute most lit show we ever had.
Oh, for sure. We deserve it. We deserve that 3 years of misery. We deserve this.
Deserve it. We want it. We desire it.
We pray for it.
And with that, we'll see y'all next week. Have a good night.
Yes, sir.